Judge Ott tells KTLO Classic Hits and the Boot News he tried to make his case to the court before its vote on the ordinance, saying there was information of which the justices were not aware. However, the court, with only Justice Mike Scrimma opposing, passed the measure. Judge Ott gives two reasons for his action in a statement attached to the vetoed ordinance. He says he is exercising his right under state law, noting the quorum court does not have jurisdiction in this matter. Instead, again citing state law, Ott says the chief executive of the political subdivision, meaning the county judge, shall determine and designate the 911 operating agency. While in cases of vetoes, there is normally an opportunity to override the decision, Ott says that is not the case in this instance. He says an override is not an option because the action of the quorum court was not legal. The second reason cited for the veto is the opposition of an unnamed adjoining county judge who has agreed to participate with Marion County in the Solacom 911 system. Solacom provides purpose-built and customizable software and hardware solutions for emergency call handling and management. Ott says after a discussion with the unnamed judge, it has been revealed if Marion County's 911 center operation is transferred to the Sheriff's Department, the partnership will not move forward. While the county judge is not identified in Judge Ott's correspondence, he confirmed to KTLO Classic Hits and the Boot News it is Baxter County Judge Mickey Pendergrass. Last October, Judge Pendergrass said a pilot 911 partnership initiative between Baxter and Marion counties, believed to be the first of its kind in Arkansas, will enhance emergency services while saving much-needed funding. Ott says jeopardizing the partnership with Baxter County will make the monetary portion greater for Marion County. Consequently, he does not want to designate the Sheriff's Office as the operator of the 911 Public Safety Communication Center for Marion County. Last week, Marion County Sheriff Clinton Evans said the plans for the new detention center, set to open later this year, call for the 911 center to be located in the new facility. Judge Ott says he had agreed to that plan. However, he says that did not include designating the county sheriff's office as the operator of the 911 center. Both Ott and Pendergrass say state officials have a goal of separating 911 operations from the supervision of county sheriffs in some 10 to 20 counties. Judge Pendergrass, who sits on the County Judges Association of Arkansas's executive board, says the goal across the state is to get all 75 counties on the same page in order to move forward for additional funding from the legislature for the 911 centers. Pendergrass says he visited with Sheriff Evans to explain the goal for funding. He also noted operating a 911 center is more than just dealing with law enforcement matters. He said cases of natural disasters, like the flooding in April 2017, is a perfect example of the efforts required by a 911 center, including coordination with rural fire departments, outlying cities, and media contacts. From the newsroom, I'm Karen Hopper.